Red Cliff Chairman Ray DePerry says the tribe got word last month from the BIA that they are no longer considered a high risk.
It was such a stigma on this community. That, you know, the Red Cliff community as a whole has to what happened during that that terrible financial collapse of operations. So, in order to get that off our back is a boost. It's a psychological boost. It's a good social boost, and puts Redcliffe back on the up and up and operations.
Audits from 1997 and 1998 showed 108 findings of problems, including missing money. DePerry says several people were fired, two people were convicted in federal court, and social services were cut.
We didn't have the funds to provide for the elderly services. It affected some of our health care operations. So, you know, those integral components of our operations were devastated.
DePerry says all cuts and layoffs from that time have been restored. Red Cliff hopes to use its end-of-the-road location overlooking Lake Superior's Apostle Islands as an incentive for investors to build a $33 million casino, hotel, marina complex. DePerry believes they can have investors in place by the first of the year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.